Well, good morning, everyone. Austin here with you again. I'm so excited to be with you today on this Monday. And guess what? It's Thanksgiving week. We, or I should say many of us, are going to have the opportunity to visit with loved ones, friends, family, to break bread together, and to give thanks. So what a perfect week for you to step into our space. If you're brand new, I want to give you a heartfelt welcome to the Gratitude Manifesto, a daily challenge to expand gratitude in our lives. We're going to go deep into gratitude in this show. And if you've been here every day, I want to congratulate you. I appreciate you because you make this show what it is. Without you, we have nothing. So I appreciate you being with me. Maybe I'll give you a little virtual hug this morning on this Monday. Get your day cranked up. Let's get fired up today. I'm excited. I have an incredible guest for you. I have an incredible quote, which was submitted by one of our great listeners. Let me tell you how this works before I get into it. Good morning, Daniela. Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Mandy. We have, and by the way, tonight we're going to have our special update on all the things that we're working on. But let me share with you how this works. We are going to go into gratitude. We are going to look at the definition of gratitude again, where you're going to know this thing by heart. You're going to know it by heart. Then we're going to share a new quote today that this quote's never been shared. We share a new quote every single day, a way to get more perspective on gratitude from a person, or it could be just a great quote. And then I have the opportunity to bring on a surprise guest for you. And I know today is going to be no different. It's going to be incredible. We've gotten these special gifts every day from these guests. And I know today is going to be no different. Now, every time we bring a guest on, and what's going to happen is we take every expression of gratitude, every quote, it goes into a manifesto. I've been building this document with everything on there. And if you want to get into that private community, I'm going to ask Mandy to share the link there. And that link, you click on that link. It's the 9 questions to identify, remove limiting beliefs. That's a gift for you. You can download that. It's a little questionnaire to kind of stoke the fire of maybe what's been holding you back. And then go check your emails with junk, clutter, spam folder, because there's going to be a link in there. And that link, you hit request, it'll send you into a request for our private community where we're going to have everything posted. All the expressions of gratitude, everything's going to be in there for you to access. It's completely complimentary. It's a gift. All you need to do is take action. Okay, let's jump into the show. We have a timeline here and I want to keep the train moving. And before I do, I'm going to ask you, what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? Maybe you've already done your gratitude. Feel free to type that in. You're free to type in what you're grateful for this morning. Share that if you feel that's appropriate. Okay, so we're going to look at the definition of gratitude right now. As a reminder, we're not just going through a logical checklist. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. We are developing the quality of being grateful. We're developing the readiness to, and I keep referencing the Harvard study, which basically came to the conclusion that if you practice gratitude for 21 days straight, there's a residual effect of up to 6 months. More positive, more willpower. You will show up as a better person just by stepping into gratitude. And then there's the kindness word in there, which definitely want to highlight that kindness word. All right. So that's the definition of gratitude. Let me just grab a couple shares here before we move on. Grateful in every walk I take in nature, I come back with more than I receive. It's so incredible when we can be grateful for the small things. And I know today's quote is going to speak to that. It's going to speak to all of it. Gratitude is not in words. It comes from the heart that expresses it. Let's see. Good morning, everyone. Everybody's hugging and, you know, giving everybody a show of appreciation. So we're glad you're here. Okay, let's get into today's quote. That's next. This one was submitted. I'll tell you, we had this one submitted by one of our listeners. Okay, here's today's quote. That one really hits home, doesn't it? To accept everything with joy. What? Everything? Everything with joy? Come on, Mother Teresa. What are you talking about? Mother Teresa, as you know, she's been in all kinds of situations, but I'm going to put that on hold for a minute because this is the moment where we bring on our guest and we will have an opportunity to revisit that quote. So I'm going to check with our guest here, our special guest. Guest, are you ready? Thumbs up. All right, I hope you're ready for this. Here we go. Lizzie T.
Good morning. Good morning, Woo! Everyone. Oh, my goodness. So excited. Oh, Austin, you have a special place in my heart. Always, right from the beginning, right from the time I met you, we just connected. You helped me so, so much. Going back to the beginning of the year when I did the contest with the people in South America, that was incredible. People still talk about you. I just can't say enough. And I've been watching all the people that you've been having on the show. I feel honored and so privileged to be here with you. I feel like, you know, I'm nobody, but you know, the last will be first. So I am okay with that. And so it's incredible, incredible. You are amazing. And I honor you. Definitely. I'm thankful for you today.
I am thankful for you. And I was loving when you came on. And by the way, this is Lizzie T, everyone. She has an incredible show herself. Mostly on Instagram. I would highly recommend you look her up, Lizzie T, Instagram. She is so inspiring. It's as if you are, you're so like, I look at it, you're so inspired that it just keeps you like your action is the fruit of it. And the people that you have on, the music that the contest I had an opportunity to be a part of. And by the way, I just want to let everybody know her backdrop is real. Her backdrop is real. It's not a green screen. That is not a green screen. What does that mean, Tia? What is that?
Well, it is fall. Here in Canada, it's getting colder. And one of the things that I love about is being outside, especially with all this lockdown, not being able to breathe the fresh air. So I have the privilege to bring my studio outside. I have a great, great team. That includes my husband. So I can't thank him enough. Yes. Big supporter. I think he's my biggest cheerleader. And so when I said, you know what, I don't want to be indoors. It's spring. You know, I vision something, flowers and you know, lights. And he goes, okay, we could do that. We could do that. We bring it outside. And so we have spring flowers in the summer, in the spring, and then flowers in the summer. And now we have all the fall colors, all the beautiful earth tones, and it is right now minus one outside. Can you see?
Warm and toasty.
I know. So, but you know what? I think the warmth from you and from your people, it just brings me up, and it just warms me up.
Beautiful. Well, let's talk. I do see it now. For me, it's Lizzie T. I hope the audience, I'm not sure how they're seeing it, but that's with the flowers and the lights. And it's not a green screen. It's real and it looks amazing. So kudos to your husband for that. I want to ask you, first of all, the quote that was submitted, it was submitted by Michelle Long. She submitted a bunch of quotes, and this one I grabbed. So I'm going to give her a little shout out because it's perfect. It's a perfect quote. What did you think about that quote?
One of the things is, and as some of you know, I am a born again Christian, and to be able to return kindness is number one to me. We are put in this earth to be able to serve. A lot of people forget that. It's a me, myself, and now the three of us, right? Once. We want to be able to give back. And how do we give back? By leaving a legacy. Sometimes we can help back by giving money, and that's okay. Not everybody can give money. Time is a way of giving back. The way we contribute in society is a way of giving kindness and giving back. And, you know, leaving what you're doing, you know, helping people is a way to give back, giving kindness. So don't think about giving kindness as always financial ways, right? We have to think of our time as you can't put money, you can't put financial value on time, right? It is imperative for us to think differently, think outside of the box. So when I thought of that quote, the only thing I can think of, return with kindness, and what kind of kindness are you thinking about, right? Giving to the poor, having a run. You were doing something, going across border in a bicycle. That's a huge way of giving back. Yeah. I help with my church. All those ways of giving back, giving kindness. It's for especially nowadays, Austin. Especially nowadays, the times that we're living right now. People are so uptight, so upset, so worried. Fear is in the eyes of people. Everywhere we go, they're fearful. How about we, and I do it on purpose. Sometimes I'm on the elevator or I'm walking and I just, isn't that a wonderful day, right? I'm trying to give kindness. I'm trying to say, you know, it's okay. It's going to be okay, right? Or some people put 3-4 masks when they're on the street. And I'm like, you can breathe. You can breathe. It's okay. And that's a way of giving kindness. It doesn't have to be major, right?
I love that you said that and thinking outside of the box. I really love that, because if I were to say to you, you know, I'm going to give you $1,000 today, every time you show appreciation for something, you're going to get $1,000 in your bank account. Like, imagine this, right? I said, okay, every time you really feel it, it's the honor system. You're going to write down what you appreciate, or maybe something that you've you return in kindness, put it a better way. And you're going to get $1,000 in your bank account. Most people would get very excited about that. But based on the studies of kindness and gratitude, there's a biochemical release in the body that is so powerful, it literally changes the body. It changes you. And when it's repeated over time, it can change your life. And it's way more valuable than money. But obviously, money has a certain connotation. We think of it that way. So I really love when you said, think outside of the box, and it's not always about money. And that's if we start to shift the way, like my act of kindness today, my appreciation today, it's changing me, and it's changing the next person that I interact with. Absolutely beautiful.
So we think money too is everything. And sometimes, and one of the quotes that I live by, what shall it profit a man who gained the whole world and loses his soul, right? You gain the whole world and then what, right? We're only here for what? A short period of time. That's a Mark 8:36, by the way, in the Bible. Yes. And wise quote. You're going to accumulate all this treasure, and for what? Where is it going to go? You're not going to take them with you. You're definitely not going to take it with you. So how about it spread out a little bit? And kindness is number one. And one of the things that our people are doing less and less nowadays, because of all this fear, because of the worries, because of trying to fill up your bank account, you're not going to take it with you for sure.
Yeah. And let me say, you know what, to fill up your bank account and not fill up your heart, that's bankruptcy. To fill up your bank
account. Love it. Love it.
Fill up your heart equals bankruptcy. Fill your heart up. Let your abundance grow from a grateful, joyful heart. In all circumstances, we give thanks and praise, right? So that's really what this is about. That's what this is about. Lizzie, I am so grateful for this conversation. I got chills right now. We're going to go a couple minutes just because I want to get your what you're grateful for. And I want to absolutely grab what Lizzie's grateful for this time of year. Are you feeling this? Let me know this is having an impact because we're doing this every day. This is, we want to reach you. I want you to be grateful. I want you to feel the benefits of gratitude in your life. And I'm going to share the quote one more time. God, joy in all circumstances. So let me just grab a couple shares here. I know Sarah, are you still here? Sarah is grateful for having heat in her apartment. Amen to that. There was a time you didn't have heat or you had to get fire going. Mm-hmm. Grateful for my clients as they teach me something new every day. I'm grateful for all the beautiful hearts here. Love you all. Big hug. What are you grateful for this morning? What are you grateful for? Good morning, Carmen. Good morning, Gabby. The declutter queen is with us. And kindness and giving back is very much needed now more than ever. And this is, we might go a little longer. This is Thanksgiving week. So we are really going to drive home gratitude this week. And I'm grateful that you're here this morning. So thank you so much. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to shift gears and I'm going to go back to Lizzie. And I want to see what Lizzie is most grateful for today, this moment of year, whatever.
The quote from Mother Teresa really touched me because when you have to accept everything, everything, and it's interesting because yesterday I was at my mom's and I was, I'm going to get emotional here. I was at walking my mom's dog. My dad passed, some of you know. And I'm trying to listen to the voice of God all the time. And he reminded me, do you remember when you went through your dad's passing? And I know that God is speaking to me. And I was like, yes. Do you remember when you went through this trial? Yes. Do you remember when you went through this trial? Yes. And he reminded me, the last 2 years it's been like a marathon of things, of trials and tests. And then I hear, but there is more to come. And I want you to stay strong, just you like the what you were last 2 years. And I was like, wow, there's more to come. And be thankful. And I heard that. And even when you are not having the joy, be joyful when there are things that are tough. But you know what? You got to stay strong. You got to stay strong. But lately, I am so, so excited that I was able to finish this.
Oh, yes. Well, I saw that.
This is one of the things that I'm most grateful. This has been about 2 years worth of work. It's not a big book. But the thing that it took me by, I couldn't finish because I had to write about my dad. And some of you know that I was really close to him. And finally, you know, I had the courage to do it. The book is called Green Pasture, just like the Psalm 23, even when I walk through the shadow valley, right? Psalm 23. That says it all. Not only it talks about my dad being always looking at the greener side of the fence, but also has a biblical connotation. So it has both. And that I'm very, very grateful to be able to finish this and to write about my father, even though it's so painful, but I'm thankful.
Yeah, I can relate. Are you in our private community?
I thought I was, but I'm not 100% sure.
I want to make sure you're in there. I'd love for you to share your book to our tribe in there. And you know, this is just a beautiful reflection. I can relate. You know, I lost my father. He passed in January of 2018. And I know it's just an incredible journey of what it does. Like, you know, the perspective, it opens you up. And the way I look at it today is that the perspective has changed. Mm-hmm. my gratitude, not only for my dad, but the life that I've been given has expanded in the, in my dad's not physically being here anymore with me. So there's an opening there that I can definitely be grateful for. And I just, so thank you for sharing that. We're a little long today, everyone, but is this valuable? I trust it is to you. And I want you to share what you're grateful for as you listen to this. And we're going to wrap up here. So if you want to get these expressions of gratitude, we're doing this every day for the month of November and beyond. You have the opportunity to get these quotes that we share, the expressions of gratitude from each person. We're putting it into a manifesto. It's in our private community. Mandy, I'm just going to ask you to share the link again. We want to give you a gift for being here. If you are on your personal growth journey, what I found is that, I had limiting beliefs in my mind I wasn't quite sure. I wasn't quite aware of the impact they were having on my journey. And that's why I say I took the long road, but I'm still going to end up on time. So you can click on Get the 9 Questions. It's a gift. You'll get it to your email. It's a PDF, 9 questions to identify and remove limiting beliefs. It's a beautiful process. It'll open you up. You'll get an email. And there's also a link in that email to get into our private community. You got to check your junk clutter spam folder. That's the world of email today. But you'll get it. Come into our private community. You can access everything we're doing there. There's some great people we're adding there. It's a beautiful place. It's building, and we're really excited. The people that we're attracting, people like Lizzie. So we definitely want you to take advantage of that. Lizzie, I'm so glad you were here today. Final words as we just close out.
It's been an honor, obviously, and a privilege. Also, about a week ago, I was nominated for the best host in South America. I'll put the link later on for you to be able to vote. It's called the Follow Me Awards. And I couldn't, I'm not expecting accolades. It's called the Follow Me Awards. I'm not expecting to get accolades or anything like that, but it's interesting when you expect nothing and you're thankful for everything, you get rewarded. And those things are so moving, so amazing that you do this because you want to be able to serve and want to be able to be used as a vessel. And all of a sudden you get recognized when you don't even least wanted to. Like, I don't really need this, but it's nice to be appreciated. It's very nice. For all of you that are watching, especially in the States, Thanksgiving is just a holiday that is stipulated by the powers of being commercialism. But let's look at beyond that. Let's look up, hopefully I can give you a reminder what you really, really, really need to be thankful all the time, not just the month of November, end of November. Christmas is coming. A lot of people nowadays are losing jobs or having not money to have even a food, a plate for their kids or even a roof under their heads. So how about think, like I said earlier, outside of the box and help the ones that can, not just in November, not just in Christmas, but all the time.
Amen. Thank you so much for being here, everyone. This is the Gratitude Manifesto. See you tomorrow for day number 22. We are rolling along. Keep the momentum. Join us tomorrow. 21 days of gratitude, according to Harvard, changes your life for up to 6 months after you stop practicing. More positive, more willpower. Take advantage of this space, everyone. Have a great Monday. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.